I'd like for you to tell us what the situation in Gaza right now is looking like when it comes to the humanitarian situation there, and what would you say the people in Gaza need right now?
Well, I think that it's been a really difficult day. There's kind of been some quiet periods, but then there's been some really violent attacks, and there's been 31 dead so far today. You can probably hear the drones above now, and they're pretty loud. They've been hovering really low for the whole day. It's not been the kind of incessant sort of onslaught that we've had a few of the previous days, but there have been many killings that have gone on. I guess what people can do for the people of Palestine is to work hard to bring justice here, really, and to end this crazy blockade. I mean, if these people are going to have to revert back to a blockade after all of this horrific carnage that's taken place all over Gaza, with the infrastructure destroyed in many areas, the organisational structure, government structure. Remember, a lot of these government buildings were government buildings for decades, not just for the current government. So it's going to be a long haul, and this is not to say that this current bloodshed is over yet. There's been over now 1,000 people injured by some reports, and over 100 people killed, and a majority civilians. So this is including many children. The tragedy will live on amongst people. If people want to come here, I suggest psychological help for a lot of the kids. If people want to work and pressure Israel to end the blockade and end the occupation, which of course both are illegal under international law, then I suggest keep working on the boycotts, divestment and sanctions. Israel is very scared about the isolation it might receive by the West, which is why it's possible they may not have a ground invasion, because they would see that as jeopardising their credit, if you like, with a very compliant West up till now. And work on your government, sadly. We do have to go to them, because the tragedy of these attacks have been the way in which governments and media have been so compliant with it's like listening to an Israeli spokesperson when you hear the editorials for a lot of Western media, and the same goes for the blind support given by world leaders. I'd like to know if behind the scenes the world leaders are getting a bit more frustrated with Israel, as a lot of Israeli people are saying behind the scenes.
Well, let's just go to Mark Glenn now with us from Coeur d'Alene. Mark, do you think that the fact that we're seeing these continuous barrage of rockets from the Gaza Strip landing into Israel at the same time that these raids are continuing, of course, looking at the number of casualties, you can't compare them. They're not causing a lot of casualties in Israel,